Free Talk Live.
You can bring up anything you want, and all you have to do is dial in toll-free
at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
All right, so again, join us at freetalklive.com. Create the content that you see there, the stuff that is on the site, was all put there by listeners like you. So what you do is when you see something online that you think is interesting or fun or exciting, amusing, whatever you want, you submit it at freetalklive.com, and then it'll appear on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes. And if it receives that number of votes, will be promoted to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive, and of course it's free at freetalklive.com. Plenty in the news to talk about here tonight, including the Bush family getting hacked, a robot arm, whatever you want to discuss, and apparently some pretty big news. And I guess we didn't talk about the Federal Reserve thing last night either. They got hacked, too. But, Mark, you've got something that's pretty outrageous to start the show out tonight.
From Naomi Wolf at guardian.co.uk, the Guardian newspaper in Great Britain. It's sad that, by the way, we don't see these kind of stories come out in our domestic press, that somehow or another this has to come out in foreign press for these things to happen. But in this global world, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, you could be a bunch of sycophants, doing whatever the government says as the domestic press, and the foreign press will catch your slack, make you look stupid.
Well, in this case, maybe the domestic press is afraid of being shot to death or murdered in some other manner. We're talking about assassinations here,
yep.
Right?
This is, it says the film Dirty Wars, which premiered at Sundance, can be viewed as, Amy Goodman sees it, as an important narrative of excesses in the global war on terror. It is also a record of something scary for those of us at home and uncovers the biggest story in our nation's contemporary history.
Although, that's a pretty big claim.
It's a pretty big claim. And, you know, I would say that like many of the really, truly big stories, they're going to be ignored for the fake garbage big stories. Oh, my goodness, this lady has been accused of killing her little girl in Florida, or this guy killed his wife and her lover. Whatever. You know, those are the stories that get all the legs.
Well, they always do. People gravitate towards that story of the one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I even wonder, when we talk about the foreign press, you know, putting it to the domestic press, I don't know that that's even necessarily true. I feel like some people pay attention objectively to certain things, but I feel like a lot of people, if CNN's not talking about it, it's just not important.
Well, interestingly, I read there was another article yesterday that said, I think it was Fox News' prime time was at like a 12-year low or something.
Wow.
So there's a lot of domestic news just isn't getting watched. Though they wisely refrain from drawing inferences, Scalhill and Rowley have uncovered the facts of a new, unaccountable power in America and the world that has the potential to shape domestic and international events in an unprecedented way. The film tracks the Joint Special Operations Command, or JSOC, a network of highly trained, completely unaccountable U.S. assassins. Armed with an ever-expanding kill list, it was JSOC that ran the operation behind the Navy SEAL Team 6 that killed Osama bin Laden. Scalhill and Rowley track this new model of U.S. warfare that strikes at civilians and insurgents alike in 70 countries. They interview former JSOC assassins who are shell-shocked at how the kill list they are given keeps expanding, even as they eliminate more and more people. The assassins are surprised at how many people the government, the U.S. government, is having them assassinate.
That is really disgusting.
That is the story of your lifetime, people.
Wow.
That's the story of your lifetime, and you're not going to hear it any place but Free Talk Live.
Well, I don't know about that. Surely there are other shows talking about this. I mean, there's a whole network of shows over at LRN.FM that shares our values.
So, how many listeners are there?
I don't know.
During, you know, maybe 1,000 listeners during the day.
It's impossible to estimate.
A couple thousand. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm addressing the vast majority of people listening to me in their radio.
You're talking about syndicated radio shows, like nationally syndicated radio shows?
I'm not even talking about radio. I'm talking about television because most people don't get their news.
Yeah.
Is NPR going to address this? Is Fox News going to address this?
So this isn't a secret organization.
Not particularly secret.
But it was a secret that they were doing assassinations?
I think that it's, you know, it's a secret secret-ish organization. There's so many government organizations out there. I don't think that that's, you know, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Okay, so let me see.
Calling it a secret. They're calling it the assassin secret, and they're calling the program
the assassin secret. Okay. And this is the Joint Special Operations Command?
Yes.
Is that what that stands for? I mean, there's a whole Wikipedia page about it.
Well, there's probably a Wikipedia page about MKUltra. What the hell do you know about it?
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like it's a secret organization. That's all. I mean, if there's a Wikipedia page about it that says it's been around since 1980, it can't be
How
that
about
secret.
Clandestine? You like that word?
Okay. Their operations are secret. Maybe a lot of the things they do are secret.
Okay. Okay. It's clandestine. That's the terminology they use there.
Tell me more about
it. She's actually said it's a secret organization in here, has she?
No, that was what it sounded like you were saying. So
I'm not even sure I said it was a secret organization.
Okay. I thought you just said that. But go ahead. I want to hear more about it.
All right.
I mean, I don't know anything about it.
Let's see, I had to look up the clandestine part there. Our conventional forces are subject to international laws of war. They're accountable for crimes in courts, martial, and they run according to a clear chain of command. As much as the U.S. military may fall short of these standards at times, it is a model of lawfulness compared to JSOC, which has far greater scope to undertake the commission of extra-legal operations and unimaginable
extra-legal
crimes. Extra legal.
Is that another way of saying outside the law?
This is whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
JSOC morphs the secretive, unaccountable, mercenary model of private military contracting, which Skahel identified in Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army, that's a movie, into a hybrid with the firepower and intelligence backup of our full state resources. The Hill reports that JSOC is now seeking more flexibility to expand operations globally. They're in 70 countries, and they want to expand operations globally.
Mm. Well, there's 180 countries they could be in.
There's, yeah, well, 200.
200.
Depends how I count them. JSOC operates outside of the traditional chain of command. It reports directly to the President of the United States. In the words of Wired magazine, JSOC operates with practically no accountability. Now, I want to ask, I want to ask the listener here. I don't care whether you're the tried and true red, white, and blue American, or whether you're somebody who's sick and tired of what you see in the government. But what is the difference between what Barack Obama has here and a death squad?
The name is different.
Functionally, it's only different because they have more stolen money to work with, and they have this idea of legitimacy that comes from the people that that money is being stolen from.
I guess that's it. But the death squads, I mean, death squads, there have been death squads in other countries. I mean, we can look at what went on in Argentina and, you know, a few decades ago, and we can say, that's bad. They were disappearing people and killing them and torturing them. We could see what the KGB was doing in the Soviet Union, and we could say, that is bad. They're ripping people's tongues out and torturing them and gouging their eyes out with hot pokers and doing all kinds of horrifying things. We can say that Saddam Hussein's sons torturing people and having their rape rooms or whatever. We can look at these clandestine police organizations that operate with impunity outside of the law are bad when they're in other countries, but when they're done in ours, it's not acceptable. Now, I will give the caveat that I do not think the United States government would allow rape, a rape torture. But that's the only thing I'm willing to say.
Oh, man. It's probably only going to be a matter of days before that article hits now that you've said that.
I guess. I mean, at this point, that's the one thing I'm not willing to accept. I am not willing to accept United States, government workers saying that that is okay.
Well, they probably wouldn't say it's okay, but we do know, according to the NPR story that we've read multiple times in the past, there's, what, 1 out of 3 women in the military claim they've been raped?
That's the number.
So there's allegedly a real culture of some serious sick stuff going on. 855-450-FREE, and you're saying this article says these JSOC guys are even more out of control than the military. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, but I guess it sounds a little better than Schustafel. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Tell us your thoughts on the assassination campaign, which apparently has been blown wide open by a movie called, it's a documentary, and it is called Covert, what is it, Mark? Covert Wars? Or Dirty Wars. Dirty Wars, that's what it is. And we'll find out more about this here in moments, what the claims are, because they're pretty outrageous. 855-450-FREE, you're welcome to comment on that or anything that's on your mind. You can also join us online. We've got a mobile site, so for those of you with a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is about to throw their Liberty Forum event here in Nashua, New Hampshire. How much of the snow that is ostensibly going to be dumped upon us within the next 48 hours will still be present for the Liberty Forum is another question, because the temperature tends to cycle in and out during, there's several thaws usually during the winter up here. But it's your chance to get here during the wintertime and experience
it. It's bound to be more snow than there was at the last Liberty Forum. There was no snow at the last Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was amazed because I came up and there was no snow on the ground. I drove all the way across New Hampshire. I saw a little bit of snow to the west, but in Nashua there was nothing. I think this
Were you
year,
disappointed by that?
No, I wasn't disappointed, but I was surprised. And yeah. I think it'll be nice if the snow isn't disgusting when people come up.
So it's an interesting time at the Liberty Forum. You'll be around hundreds of other people who think a lot like you do, people that love liberty, that understand what freedom's all about, your freedom to live life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And, of course, the idea behind the Free State Project is to have the Liberty Forum happening all year long, I mean, essentially, to have hundreds of liberty-minded people living close by one another, instead of being all distributed and dispersed all across the U.S. and around the world, to concentrate activism in one geographic area. And we've seen that that already works, and the Liberty Forum's a great kind of showcase for some of that activism. It's a great time to get together and brainstorm with other activists and people that are considering making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get signed up. There's going to be some great speakers. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Great opportunities to socialize, to network, enjoy some great food, dinners, and luncheons going to be held in the hotel. It's all for $209. You can save 10% off that price by using our discount code FTL2013. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up and
hang out. I did. I signed up. I used the Free Talk Live discount code.
Super.
I'm really excited. Some of the speakers that are going to be there, I'm very excited about Jeffrey Tucker. He was at the last Liberty Forum. If you've never heard Jeffrey Tucker speak, you have to. I mean, this guy, he's
brilliant,
amazing.
Guy.
And he's just so charismatic and just awesome. He's awesome, you know. And
he pulls off the bow tie, and it's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, there's something else.
He doesn't pull it off. He wears it well.
He wears it well.
Yeah.
He made it seem like it was some kind of weird Austrian striptease.
No, he's not stripping. I don't think he is, anyway. But there's something else happening at Liberty Forum that you can do. You can actually register for Porkfest at Liberty Forum, and you can save a bunch of money doing that, and that's what I've heard through the grapevine.
Usually they put me in charge of that.
All right, well, we'll know more about that as it gets closer. Again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, an assassination campaign that never ends. According to a new documentary, it looks like some of the killers that are working for the Joint Operations or Joint Special Operations Command Some of them are shocked. I mean, they're interviewed in this movie, apparently, saying that as soon as they were done with their list, their kill list, they put more names on it.
No, before they were done with their kill list.
Right.
The kill list is expanding at a rate that stuns, a shell-shocked is the term that they used, that stuns the government assassins. I mean, I can't...
Yeah, these guys are getting weary from pulling the trigger so often.
I can't say this enough times. You know, Barack Obama has a kill team. It's called JSOC, and they're stunned and surprised at the amount of people that he has added to the kill list, even as they continue killing.
Yep. That's what's going on here. So tell us more.
JSOC is the Scahill, the one who did the movie here, calls the president's... this, by the way, is from The Guardian. This is one of the greatest newspapers of our time. So this is one of the, I should say, most respected newspapers of our time. It's a sort of argumentum ad populum idea. But I think that matters to some extent. Calls the president's the JSOC paramilitary. Its budget, which may be in the billions... In the billions?
Maybe. Doesn't sound like they know for sure.
It's secret.
Right.
What does it mean for the president to have an unaccountable paramilitary force which can assassinate anyone in the world? JSOC has already been sent to kill at least one U.S. citizen.
Means you better pay your taxes, buddy. Or you're next.
One who had been indicted for no crimes, but was condemned for propagandizing Al-Qaeda.
I'm often shocked at how often people will just be okay with this type of thing. They just say, well, you know what? I trust that they're killing somebody that's bad, and I don't like those bad people.
Sure.
They know nothing about it. The person who's being killed has not had a trial, and so many people that I've met are just fine with that.
Right, and it's
your government, Marcus. They're just trying to protect you.
Well, why do we need trials in America?
If you, I mean, apparently you don't.
What do you need that crap for? I mean, yeah, trials in the United States have turned into kangaroo courts. I'll give you that. But why do you, if the government is so good at this, at deciding who's good and who's bad, then why do you need the, why do we need trials here? What do we need 1,000 years of jurisprudence for white people in America? What do we need that crap for? Is it because the brown people that they're killing in the Middle East, assuming they're killing brown people, because I don't know. We don't know who they're killing. You're just taking for granted that the people that they're killing is a good idea. But is it just that those are lower life forms and it's okay that they aren't getting trials?
They are not wrapped in the American flag, is what I see.
Here's a U.S. citizen that was killed. Two of them by JSOC. Two U.S. citizens were killed.
Right.
I mean, if you need red, white, and blue to be stamped on these people's butt to make them a good individual, then that's fine. I've got it for you. But you're a disgusting person.
What was the method that they used to determine that they had killed these American citizens? Was it one of their men who revealed that to the writer here? I missed that detail.
It's Anwar Awlaki. I mean,
okay, that was those guys that did that.
And his son, who was killed 2 weeks later.
16-year-old son?
I think
is that right?
He was teenage. I think he was even younger than that. So he's gone to see his dad, and they killed him 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
On a, you know.
So the question is, you know that they've killed these two, but since you don't know what the budget is, and you don't know what the kill lists are, you don't know how many other so-called American citizens there are have been killed. And the only reason you're bringing that up, right, is because people somehow believe differently that American citizens are better than the rest of the world, right, or somehow more noteworthy. How about the other hundreds or thousands or who knows how many other people around the world who are also human beings, who also have families that they've assassinated?
Right. To me, it doesn't matter whether people are killed outright or whether they're killed collaterally by accident. You know, I think it's just as bad that people, that innocents are killed accidentally, but people seem to be able to dismiss that as, oh, well, you know, it's war. War's hell.
Yeah.
Well, these are targeted killings.
They would care if it was their family.
They sure would.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm sure they're under the belief that, well, it's a law-abiding family. Mine is a law-abiding family.
I live in America, and I don't have to worry about that, so what?
That would never happen here, except they're now putting drones in the skies. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up whatever you would like, and your thoughts on
call
this.
Call it and justify this to me.
Yeah, certainly welcome. If you support this, we want to hear from you.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more vitality, more health, more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you to take control of the airwaves or tell us that you support this assassination campaign. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free lines. Really do want to hear from somebody that supports this, because, Mark, you are fired up.
Well, every once in a while, and I'd say it comes about once a year, then one of these stories that I really think is kind of earth-shattering. For me, I went kind of down a path towards my philosophy on liberty today, and that was kind of shaken up and moved forward by the decision of the Supreme Court regarding Newtown, Connecticut? What was it?
Where the shooting happened?
No, I've gotten confused.
You're talking about the Kilo 7?
Yeah, the Kilo 7.
That was, oh man, I'm
the Fort Trumbull.
Fort Trumbull.
Fort Trumbull neighborhood, but it was
New London.
New London versus whatever.
Suzette Kilo and seven
yeah.
people.
New London versus Kilo or something like that. Anyway, that particular decision came down. The United States Supreme Court that ruled that a municipality can use eminent domain to take people's property for public good as opposed to
which
use.
In that case, meant giving it to Pfizer and other mega corporations to develop a mega complex or whatever.
So
where
they tore down a kind of a crappy neighborhood and to put up a big
there was supposed to be
development for a drug company.
There were supposed to be really nice condos that were going to be built and everything. By the way, it turned out that it failed. The Pfizer ended up bailing on their lease, and nobody really filled in the gaps, and the whole thing has been scrapped at
right.
this point.
They tore
so
down
all those people's houses were lost.
They tore down these houses that these people didn't want to sell.
Right.
They felt like what they were getting too low of a price, and they did not want to sell.
Been in their family for generations, that kind of thing.
Yeah, in generations. I mean, generations lived and died in these houses, and you know, for what they didn't want to sell.
Well, they thought they owned them, right?
They thought
right.
so.
They were wrong. And so when the United States Supreme Court said that in fact they could be taken just because the town wanted to take them, not for public use.
That's right.
Because this was going to be sold to other private condominiums and office complexes.
The town's argument was that they would get more tax dollars from a full, you know, mega complex with corporations in it than they would from the families that had lived there for decades.
Once those people in those black robes, those lawyers in black robes, said that, oh yeah, we'll do whatever we want. I mean, that really crushed what my thoughts were about the United States government to some extent.
Now, I remember that, man. You were stunned at that. You really were.
I wept about it. I mean, you know, it was too much. It was just too much for me to deal with. And I believe that this is just another one of those stories that we've got right here that is going to turn some people's minds and make them understand exactly what the concept of governance as it exists today is. It's a monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
With no limits.
And they don't hold back.
Yeah. I think that is what really makes the story you're talking about. Now you're kind of digressing to this story of what happened in Connecticut where the government basically took, you know, just stole these people's land from them. It's not shocking that the government would do anything, I mean, to me. That's what they do every day is they harm people. But I think what's upsetting about it is how blatantly upfront and honest.
Unapologetic, in your face.
Yeah, that what you're saying, like it went right to the, to the biggest court. Mm-hmm. And they just said, yeah, no, this is fine. This is what we do. We take your stuff and you'll like it.
I want you to understand that every day, you make decisions that empower these people. The fact is that these
like
people,
paying your taxes and jumping through their regulatory hoops?
Not just that, but using their money. You invest in them. The way that they go about financing their operations is by printing Federal Reserve notes. You can choose to, every time you're holding on to Federal Reserve notes, I don't just mean earning the money has a couple of different aspects to it. One of them is a store of value. When you continue to hold your value in Federal Reserve notes rather than some other form of investment, you are making an investment. Just holding
it's
cash
a poor one, though,
is making an investment.
You're losing money.
Right. You're putting your sacred trust in the diligence of politicians.
I should say you're losing value. It would be more accurate for me to say you're losing value, not losing money, because the amount of money that you have in your bank account stays the same or may go up slightly due to a interest rate. But it's behind the ball as far as they continue to print money, so you're losing the value of that money.
So you can go ahead and invest in irresponsible killers if that's what you want to do. Or you can put your money into a commodity currency, whether that commodity currency is silver or gold. You can get it at gold.freetalklive.com. Or you can get some bitcoins. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and check out bitcoins and find out about them. But every day you make these decisions. And every day that decision matters.
I like all of those things, silver, gold, and Bitcoin.
Indeed. And I like the, you know, this is something that someone can do to really have an effect, not only on their own personal finances and their ability to store the wealth that they're creating and the value that they're creating for society, but also because it does, to some extent, strike at the root of the state. If more people were using these alternative currencies, then the state would take a hit to some extent because it does depend on you relying on them, you being obedient to them, but also you relying on them to provide you with things, in this case, money. And if enough people stepped away from this, if Walmart, for instance, were to come on board with Bitcoin, that would change everything.
When I was telling people at my office about Bitcoin a while ago, and one of my bosses said, oh, can we pay in Bitcoin? I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right.
But, you know, please do.
He was kidding, though. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, this is a funny little thing.
But actually, it was a she, but
okay.
Yes.
She was kidding. Like, she thought, oh, yeah, this is a laughable little joke on the internet.
Right.
But, yeah,
right.
Please.
I was like, yeah, exactly.
Pay me in Bitcoin.
Right. How are you going to report that on the W-2 or right. whatever?
Yeah, please pay me in Bitcoin was exactly what I was saying. I would love to be paid in Bitcoin.
855, 450 free. Still waiting for the person who supports the assassination campaign.
You're not
going to
get them. Because these...
Apparently the assassins are even sickened by how many people they're killing.
You're not going to get them because the flag wavers only come out on sunny days. They only bring out their flags when the parade's going on.
Right. They're not going to have a parade for these guys.
I think they would. I think that they say that. I mean, look, come on. They had all kinds of parades in their minds for the SEAL Team 6 guys.
I see what you're saying.
Those helicopters. I mean, those are government assassins. I don't know what else you call those people. Those are, government assassins. They'll do anything. Those are the stormtroopers in the Empire.
You know, the thing that's really upsetting to people, though, and I've heard some people use this language before, is when you call somebody a paid killer, people get very upset. And, that's what an assassin is, very obviously, right? If that's their job, is to kill somebody for money. And then you can...
No, they're doing it for their country, Marcus.
Right. Well, that's the idea. But the reality
is... you have to tell them that they're doing it for their country. I think that the vast... I believe that the vast majority of these people do have to have the flag wrapped around their mind.
Yeah, right.
In order to do this, because you can't pay somebody...
Unless they're total psychopaths.
Money to do that.
I think you have both. I think you're both right. I think you do have some that are psychopaths, and they don't care what they're killing for. They just want to kill, and are happy to take a paycheck for it. And then other people, I think a lot of people, absolutely wrap it, especially the general military wraps everything in a flag so that they can get through it. The ones that can get through it, we know that more active military are committing suicide right now than are actually being killed in combat. So a lot of them can't deal with it after they've wrapped it in the flag. They can't deal with it, which is really, really unfortunate.
At some point, the flag gets torn off. When you, as a soldier, you're standing out there, because the assassins are a little different, the circumstances that they go in under, but you, as a soldier, you're standing there with a broken, eviscerated body of someone's child, and you've got to tell yourself that somehow you did this for America. And that's hard to do. It's hard to look at a toddler blown into little bits, blown into pieces, chunks of them missing, like so much butcher meat. It's hard to do that and say that, yeah, I did this for God and country.
Right. You know, my father fought in the Vietnam War in the 60s, and before he died, he was presented an American flag, and what he actually said when he was presented that flag was that he did it for all these things, but really what he did it for was his family, so that his brother wouldn't have to go to war. That's why he went.
Coming up for you, 855-450-FREE, your thoughts on this discussion, or you may bring up anything that you like. Especially, we'd love to hear from you if you support this idea of the assassination campaign, this completely unaccountable secret campaign. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.
Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Turns out there's a secret assassination campaign that's been going on for I don't know how long, and I don't know if the story that we're talking about here that Mark's sharing from The Guardian gets into that detail, but the organization that they're working for, the Joint Special Operations Command, has been around allegedly since 1980, or at least been known about since 1980. The budget is apparently secret, and the amount of people that they've killed is secret. But this documentary film that has been released, apparently, calling itself Dirty Wars, has some interviews with people who were allegedly a part of this assassination program. And they were saying that they were told to kill more people than they could even stomach, apparently. And it's pretty outrageous stuff coming out here, and we'll get back into that. Also want to hear from you, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on Skype at lrn.fm. So send us a request on Skype. We'll get you added as a contact there, and then it'll make it easy for you to plug into us on Skype in the future. So once again, lrn.fm on Skype, and 855-450-FREE is toll-free.
If you'd like to keep abreast of Liberty News, there's a really great news aggregation site out there called Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. There you can get all kinds of news related to the liberty movement, whether it's the rise of the police state or the economy, technology, communications. There's some sciencey stuff that I like there, too. I find it invaluable. I'm on their list. You can go there and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsx.com.
All right, so we're going to continue to go right to your phone calls here. Pete is listening in Austin to 90.1, and I haven't heard about that station carrying Free Talk Live in a long time. It's one of the longest-running pirate radio slash community radio, whatever you want to call it, micro radio stations.
I just like using the word pirate.
In the country, and I got a lot of respect for an operation that will go unlicensed for as long. I mean, at all, I have a respect for an unlicensed FM operation at all, but one that has lasted as long as 90.1 in Austin. That's it's historic. Welcome, Pete. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I believe that they started this assassination list a long time ago. The most recent one, I believe, is that Chris Kyle, that sniper that they just killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. This guy's supposed to be the world's best sniper, and he lets some little rookie recruit take him out? No.
Well, I mean, anybody gets the drop on you. I mean, that's what all men. Was Sam Colt made him equal or something like that? I can't remember what the.
Well, you guys were talking about MK Ultra. Do y'all know what that's about?
It's some kind of psychic program that the CIA had back in the 60s.
Mind control. It's all mind control.
It was. I mean, they closed it down because it was, they didn't have any success with it.
Do you really believe they closed it down?
Do I really believe that men can stare at goats and kill them with their thoughts? No.
Learn.
Well, I mean, I've looked at things trying to move them with my mind, and they don't move.
I tried that when I was in jail, too. It didn't open the doors, either.
Listen, go on YouTube and see the psychic Russian psychic experiments that they use for warfare. And go and watch those things.
I did see it, especially on this.
Before they had computers, I did see that.
I have seen it, and one of the things was this woman who was moving. I think it was a spoon or some kind of ball. Oh, it's a thimble. I can't remember what it was. With her sort of hands and mind, and it turned out.
Is there a magnet under the table?
No. She had thread between her fingers.
Ah.
It was all enclosed in glass, where nothing could, no wind or nothing could get to it. And but besides that, I mean, this mind control stuff has been going on for a long, long, long time.
I'd like to point out, before you go on, I'd like to point out that Dr. James Randi has, I believe, $1 million in a bank account that's waiting for anyone at all who can prove psychic ability under scientifically controlled circumstances and conditions. So if it's true that there are psychic powers out there, I would like to encourage them to step up to claim that $1 million and get all the renown that would come with it as well. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
I want all of your listeners to go and Google HARP, H-A-A-R-P.
You just went off the rails, man.
No, listen.
It's one of the problems with 90.1 in Austin. There's all kinds of conspiracy stuff. Right. It's the okay, what's your theory about HARP? Because there's several of them, so I want to hear yours.
Well, it's weather warfare. It's also mind control.
Weather and mind control. Okay, because I normally don't mix them together. Usually somebody says it's weather control, or they'll say that it's mind control, but they won't say that it's both. Well, so you believe it's both. That's
interesting. You know, some people can be very emotionally attached to the weather. Some people get very depressed when it gets dark and rainy or very snowy. They get snowed in. So, you know, I guess if you could control the weather, maybe to some extent you could control people's minds a little bit. And, you know, maybe.
Is that what you're getting at when you say it's mind control and weather control, Pete?
No, I want you to go do some research before you come on.
No, that's all right. You know what? We've been hearing these claims about HARP forever on this show, and I personally think it's ridiculous.
Hey, why don't you go do some research before you open your mouth?
But we have, Pete.
We've been doing this show for a decade.
How much research am I obligated to do? And is it just research that supports your side? The problem with the internet is it's so full of information that you can find whatever you want. I mean, I saw some really cool pictures that look like the chemtrails, like this plane was
going
to be shooting out chemicals.
What a disinformation job you guys are doing.
Mark, you are working for the CIA.
Go ahead, Pete. Am I a gatekeeper for the New World Order?
Mark, wow. you totally are going to the Grove, aren't you? You're going to the Grove this year.
Your listeners are going to think you're off the whack, dude.
You know what I need?
You need to catch up with what's going on, really. Your freaking country is being taken over, and you don't even know what the heck is going on.
I'm telling you, I believe the country
is being taken over.
the country has been taken over from the very beginning.
I'm a mind conspiracist because I think that's happening.
No, actually, as you didn't listen to what Mark just said. He said the country's been taken over from the very beginning. I mean, this country isn't being taken over. It's ruled by people who want to tell you how to live and believe they know what's best for you.
And you know what?
I don't need any conspiracy theory, Pete, to prove that.
15 years ago, if I said that, you said I was my conspiracy theorist.
We can't let you say that on the radio, but, you know, it was happening and it had already happened 15 years ago, dude. It had happened.
The government was too big, too powerful, and too dangerous 15 years ago.
Yeah. You know, if he'd stopped talking about his conspiracies for a moment, we might actually have had a conversation where we could have agreed with him on some things. But no, he just wants to push conspiracy theories all night long. Look, I don't need to know about HARP And I don't need to know about chemtrails, and I don't need to know about MK Ultra to know that there are men and women calling themselves the government in Washington, D.C., and
around
state
the world.
Capitals and around the world who want to control people's lives and who are willing to kill and are willing to imprison and are willing to intimidate and threaten and harm peaceful people in order to accomplish their goals. I don't need to have conspiracies and you know, mountains of conspiracy evidence or do hundreds of hours of research to prove that to people. We've got the evidence. It's crystal clear, and it's in mainstream media.
We're talking about a story right now that's in the mainstream media that the government is paying people to assassinate other people, and they're doing it at such a pace that the assassins are surprised at how many people they're killing.
But Marcus, if you'd only do the research about HAARP, then you'd know how serious this all is.
Right. So is the weather more important than these assassins? You know, like you said, this isn't a conspiracy that we're talking about. We're talking about a news story.
Also, the problem I have with conspiracy theories in general, and I'm not saying I don't believe some of them. Some of them sound plausible.
I love some conspiracy theories. They're fun and interesting. Not always fun, but they're interesting, and I get sucked into them every once in a while.
Yeah, sure.
But the problem is that if you go down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole, nothing bad has happened in 100 years that wasn't caused by the Illuminati or whomever it is that you think that the group of baddies is. I mean, Hurricane Katrina was caused by the government. There weren't hurricanes before HAARP? I mean, what kind of dumb crap is this?
And even if it was caused by the government, I mean, you know, you built your city below sea level,
right?
I mean, right next to it,
which was caused by the government in a lot of ways, the
right.
Building it below sea level.
Absolutely. Right. But, you know, Katrina, you could call a government problem. I don't know if it's conspiracy, putting up those the levees and building your Ward 8 10
stupid.
Feet below
right.
sea
it's
level.
A, it's a bad. It's just a bad idea, and those are just facts that you can talk about.
Right. Nobody's going to dispute those. But if you say that there's a giant radioactive Wawa machine in Alaska that's causing all this bad weather, I mean, come on! Who's going to believe you? Even if you're right, why would you say it?
Maybe he just wanted to hear you say wah-wah machine.
Yeah. I like the conspiracy theory.
Wah-wah,
you know,
one of
my favorite conspiracy theories is that people like, I think it was Chris that was on.
Pete.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Chris is actually on hold. Anyway, people like Pete are the actual plants. They're the ones working for the state. They're the ones putting out all this misinformation in order to distract people who otherwise might agree with, you know, ideas of liberty and distract them with all these, you know, nonsensical theories that they can just pour hundreds of hours of their time into
sure.
research.
For every person you convince that there's a HAARP machine in Alaska, there are 5 people turned off that don't want to hear the liberty message anymore.
Yeah. 855, 453. But then again, Mark, a lot of these conspiracy theorists don't believe in liberty.
No.
They just want to get their guys in control, so they can control people, too. 855-453, toll-free, also on Skype at lrn.fm. There's more coming up.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.